Even though it's officially spring, winter made an untimely return today. Parts of Massachusetts got up to 8 inches of snow, and it was a heavy snow, a reminder of all those roofs that collapsed in the state just a month or two ago. Among those particularly hard hit by the winter of 2011 were area farms, and farmers are still making repairs to many of the barns and greenhouses that crumpled under the weight of all that precipitation. We recently paid a visit to the Belkin family lookout farm in Natick, where one of its 17 greenhouses is now a twisted mass of bent steel and shredded plastic. Farm manager John Burns gave us a tour.
This is incredible here. I mean, this is almost like a hairpin turn if you were driving on the road. It's pretty incredible. And it's not only this piece here, but it's split this gutter all the way down here.
When you say split the gutter, this is a piece of metal that has basically ripped in the middle.
This is a piece of steel that's ripped right in the middle.
It almost looks like a car accident.
It really does.
So when the people were in here, they heard it coming down. They knew needed to vacate.
Oh, yeah. They get out very, very quickly. Actually, one of the guys hid under one of the tables. The other guy, he went out the door, and he's saying, PJ, let's go. So that's when PJ got up and out from underneath the table, and out he went.
What have you heard about other farms that have gone through this? We've been reading anecdotally that a lot of...
Yeah, there's been a lot. I know that Russell's over on Wayland had a house that collapsed. I guess talking to the insurance people, it's been widespread.
Why is it that barns and greenhouses and farm structures in particular have taken a big hit?
Well, I think greenhouses certainly don't have anywhere near the support as a regular wooden structure would have, as our homes might have. As far as barns are concerned, they probably have been neglected. I know that there was a barn in Hopkinton that I saw that it was a wooden structure that completely collapsed, but I'm sure that was probably due to the fact that it was very old and the wood was starting to rot, so didn't have the structural integrity.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that more than 100 farm structures in Massachusetts were damaged or destroyed this winter. Russell's Garden Center in Wayland lost a greenhouse. So did Gilson Greenhouses in Groton. And Sunshine Dairy Farm in Newberry had roof collapses at two of its barns.
Well, we'll hop in the Jeep. I'll give you a little tour.
It's a little raw today.
Is this one of the roughest winters the farm has been through since you've worked here?
It's been the harshest winter. But I really don't think it's going to affect what we do here a lot. Because trees, by their very nature, they're hardy.
Nature bounces back.
Yeah, and I think that just like we adapt, the trees adapt, the plants adapt to the New England weather.
We've been talking mostly about the damage that winter did, but mm-hmm. Are there any benefits that winter gave you? For example, all the snow it left behind?
Certainly all the snow that we had and the moisture that the ground has right now will serve the trees very, very well as they kind of kick off this spring.
That was John Burns, manager of Belkin Family Lookout Farm in Natick, giving us a tour of some of the winter damage there.